welcome. This is Let's Talk on the Big Z for a Tuesday morning. Good to have you here with us as always. Mark Ellerbrock in with you for this program today. Pat Heston is alongside. Welcome back, Pat.
Welcome back. What's it been? A day?
Almost 24 hours. Almost 24 hours. Pat's joining us every Monday and Tuesday here on the air. He's going to be here. In fact, it's a bonus Pat Heston week. You'll be here Thursday in for me.
That's true.
So thank you for doing that, by the way.
I'll be standing.
You'll be standing in your chair. He's not a sitter. He's a stander. So that's good. Later on this hour, later on in this show of the Big Five and the Big Z, we got some other odds and ends, leftovers from yesterday, some new stuff for today. So we'll get to all that a little bit later in our show. We kick things off with guests here in studio from Challenge Unlimited. And the organization has been around for several decades and is headquartered right here in the Riverbend, but has a reach that is nationwide. And I think for people who are familiar with the Challenge Unlimited name, may only identify them as a local organization, but they have a bigger reach. And we're going to kind of dive into that a little bit today with our guest. Stephanie Schrage is here with us this morning. Also, Jonathan Becker from Challenge Unlimited. Welcome, I should say, back to both of you. Good morning. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to see you again.
Thanks for being here. Jonathan, welcome back. Good to see you as well.
I appreciate you having me back on.
Sure thing.
My past appearances.
Sure. Sure thing. Well, and then Stephanie tipped me off. This is actually a kind of a full circle with you because you worked for them way back when, we should say. I'll let you say the year, but I'll say way back when.
It doesn't bother me about getting old. I'm just glad.
Me either.
I'm glad to survive.
There you go.
Quite honestly. But
there you go.
I started with Challenge when I got out of my 5 years of having fun down in Carbondale.
Notice you said 5 years of it, right?
Yeah. 5 years to get a 2-year degree.
Well, glad to have you here. As always, Stephanie, again, welcome back to you, too. Thanks for helping us line this up. We're going to try to do some regular slots here on Let's Talk for Challenge Unlimited, but I think what we wanted to do is just kind of redefine again for people what Challenge Unlimited is, what the organization does here in our area and beyond.
Absolutely. So, you know, our mission is to provide opportunities for individuals with disabilities to live, work, and participate in the community. And we do that through a variety of programming. But as you said, we are a much bigger organization than people here realize. We're actually in 6 states. We employ over 1,200 people, almost 50% being people with disabilities, intellectual and developmental. So we have a big mission and a lot of presence beyond just locally. So we definitely want to get that message out there.
And if people think back to maybe some previous shows here years ago, probably when I first started here in the air, learning about Challenge Unlimited, and you would work with those individuals and help them find employment here in our area. Do you still do that type of thing, or has that whole process changed?
Well, we do. It's just grown and expanded tremendously. So, yes, we still are finding employment for individuals here in Madison, St. Clair County, the St. Louis region in general. But we've also, you know, grown into government contracts across the country, Mississippi, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, of course. So, you know, Ohio as well. So, you know, we've got availability for positions for people all across the country. And we do a lot of that work from our administrative offices here in Alton.
Yeah.
But we've got teams, you know, in those various remote sites to be able to help us you know, complete those contracts and get those people employment.
Is that the primary mission of the organization, or is it kind of multi-pronged, a couple different things?
I would say that is the primary mission. Now, we do also have residential options homes. So, you know, like Scylla Homes, many people are familiar with that process. Mm-hmm. You know, we find them a place to live, and employment is kind of the idea. So I like to look at it as like wraparound services more than anything. We're able to provide more than just a job.
This is Disability Pride Month.
It
what
is.
Does that mean? I mean, we've got a lot of titles and a lot of things, but what do you try to focus on here in this month or bring awareness to?
Well, in the trend of, you know, monthly events, you know, we just got done with Pride Month. Disability Pride Month is something a little different, and I think I wanted to educate the public a little bit about it. It's actually the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act being passed in 1990. That's the 27th of July. So that's kind of why the community itself focused on July for this celebration. And basically, it's embracing diversity, just like any other Pride event, making the disabled community a part of the community that people are aware of, yeah. and that we embrace their, you know, uniqueness and skill sets. And for us, a challenge, particularly with employment options, that's where we get to really help them shine.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it is more than just, although this seems to be the kind of the, I'm trying to think of the right word here. A lot of the headlines that people think about the ADA have to come with working with city governments, for example, when they were redoing city streets in Alton, curb cuts, accessibility, making sure people with disabilities, whether they are in wheelchairs or not, have access to getting around town, simple things like that. And a lot of communities have a long way to go in that sense. Other communities are kind of right there in the forefront and leading the way and making sure that you can get up and down a sidewalk, get into a building, get up to a second floor, a lot of
job application.
Yeah.
You know, accessibility is a big part of it when you think about it. You know, when I talk about that portion of the population, it's almost, you know, 15 to 25% of the population of the entire world is living with some form of disability. So that's a big portion of people who need, you know, equitable access to things. So whether that be – and opportunities as well. So –
And sometimes, John, that's not something that all of us are aware of unless it hits close to home personally,
sure.
or a family member, or we're made aware of it listening to a radio show like this, hopefully, that it's an important thing that, you know, just because of your condition or your life doesn't mean you should be having challenges of getting into simple things like a grocery store or into a building or wherever.
To that very point, it could be, you know, any one of us can become disabled at any moment. You want to talk about a population that, you know, you can become a minority very quickly. So, you know, it's just kind of good to raise the awareness and make everybody realize that, you know, if you had to deal with these things tomorrow, what would it be for you?
Well,
you know,
I think the bottom line is everybody's got their own level of problems. You know, there's really no difference between us in a certain sense with the challenges we face every day. So empathizing with somebody that has a physical disability, they just want to live the same life that we take for granted. I mean, I was talking to Stephanie about this earlier. The reason that I actually got into this field, I was an attendant for a gentleman, Mike Parker, who was in a wheelchair in Carbondale. He started Link, an independent living center in Belleville, which is very similar to Impact. So what I learned with him prior to the ADA, just walking down the street when they had no curb cuts, he had to operate his wheelchair in a gutter next to traffic. I had another friend, Ithamer Drake, guy was in a wheelchair. He had an urban planning degree, and I'll remember this till the day I die. I had to carry him up a set of stairs using job placement services to go to an interview.
Wow.
And people were shocked when I brought him up. I'm like, hey, the guy's just applying for a job. You don't have a ramp, and there's not an elevator. So here he is. I mean, the one thing I would say about Challenge that Unlimited that I am very happy with. When I started, we had two production facilities and we had community employment services. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that they have done is not set back and just settle for the status quo. So what they've done is very innovative. So today we hire people at federal sites and we hire them at contracts. And they are regular employees getting benefits and a very good wage. We have a staffing service that we go out and hire people into. We have community employment services, and we still do contracting. In addition to this, when I started, I mean, I was a training supervisor in janitorial services. So I cleaned 13 buildings. I took a van of folks out every day. From that day on, like Stephanie mentioned, we realized there were folks, when I dropped them off at certain places where they lived, they were not nice places. We have started residential options to make sure that people have a decent place to live. So that's one thing. It's really kind of nice coming back to Challenge. They didn't stand still. They have they're one of the most innovative agencies, not just in the state, but in the entire country, of what we're doing to help people realize just the same quality of life that we take for granted.
And speaking of that, I know, Stephanie, you mentioned before we wanted to make sure there's a kind of an anniversary coming up on the 15th of this month and connected to hiring, which really kind of is a big part of what you all do to make sure that the greater community is aware of the opportunities there of hiring people with disabilities, that, you know, there are many jobs that can be performed and done well and reliably. And isn't that sort of what we're all as hiring people thinking about these days, is finding people to work? And that's where you all come in to help people.
Absolutely. The 15th is Developmental Disability Professionals Month. So, you know, we, like John mentioned, our residential options homes, you know, we like people to feel at home. You know, a lot of times these living situations are somewhat institutional feeling and they don't feel like family. And, you know, our developmental disabilities professionals, QIDPs, you know, I'm using acronyms nobody yeah. probably knows about, but, you know, qualified intellectual disability professionals, people who provide care to these individuals really do become part of their family. You know, we take a lot of pride in those people and we really value those employees. So if you're looking for an opportunity to, you know, help people with disabilities and work in that field, give us a call.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not only hiring people, but we also actively are seeking folks who are struggling to look for a job. I mean, we have jobs open where we hire people with disabilities. For the commissary, for grounds, and we have a ton of openings. And I know we're going to talk about our website and where they can look for that information.
Absolutely.
But we also, one of the programs we provide services is to help people find employment. You have to realize, I mean, it used to be 20 to 25% was the unemployment rate for people with disabilities. Even in today's market, when unemployment is 3.4, 3.5%, it's 12.6 for people with disabilities. There are a lot of employers who face the same struggles in recruiting people who are now very open in identifying jobs that are a good match for folks.
And my question kind of along those lines, John, does a company have to be larger in size to work with challenges? Can you know, a small business owner maybe listing today and they've got 7 employees, or maybe they need 2 more? Hey, we can reach out and try to figure out a way to connect somebody with them?
Absolutely. I was actually talking to somebody this morning at a chamber meeting about how we could help. One thing that's also kind of interesting when we talk about how – I mean, 38 years, a lot of things change.
Yeah.
But I remember this clearly, going to a training session on a new diagnosis called autism. And they said 1 out of 100,000 people have been diagnosed. In today's world, it's 1 out of 3.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of folks looking for employment. And to go back to your point, small, medium, large,
okay,
we're more than happy to sit down and identify ways that we can help employers fill their needs.
Good. And that's a good segue to talk about the website, Stephanie, talk about how people can connect with Challenge Unlimited. And I know, like I said, we're going to do this every couple of months and give people some awareness about what the organization does in the community. What's the website? Where can they find there?
Absolutely, www.cuinc.org. That's our website. There's a careers tab that will take you straight to all of our available positions if you're looking for work. We've also got information there about our residential options homes and the other programs we offer, employment services and such. Yeah, I also encourage everybody to follow us on social media. You know, that's a thing these days. So we're definitely on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn, getting into Instagram a little. But, you know, we're at Challenge Unlimited on Facebook, and we're an Ability One provider. So, you know, looking under those things, there's only a few contractors in the country. You know, it's a pretty small list of organizations that are actually able to provide those Ability One contract opportunities as well. So
out there for our audience, hopefully bringing awareness of this about the big organization, Challenge Unlimited. But if you are a business owner, maybe if you're a person with a disability, or maybe you have a family member that this could help, this
Absolutely.
Might be the way to go. So see you. INC, all letters, CUINC.org, or just look up Challenge Unlimited on Facebook, give them a call, ask around. You're connected with so many, I'm sure, organizations in our area. People will know exactly where to point. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Perfect. Stephanie, as always, thanks for being here and lining this up today. Jonathan, good to see you again. I'm sure we'll connect again down the road, too, for Challenge Unlimited. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
All right, as always, CUINC.org. Check them out, Challenge Unlimited. We'll pause here for a quick message. Come back with more Let's Talk in the Big Z for Tuesday after this.